Blog Talk Radio.
I go bananas in that mug. Taco bananas in that mug. You got that ass on ya. Feel like a donk.
Feel like a donk.
You got that ass on ya.
Feel like a donk.
Feel like a donk.
Taco bananas in that mug.
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 I'ma go banana when I'm in that monkey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gon' bring the camera, we gon' make a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Ride it like a phantom when I'm in that pussy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loose, so I'm gon' eat that cookie.
Yo, 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 what's going on? Welcome to Super Bowl Monday with your boy Radio Rails, your favorite host with the butter toast. And I got a special guest with me. Ray So Dope in the building.
What is cracking, everybody? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
It's been a while, and I finally got your ass to get on the show. How are you doing tonight?
I know. I am doing very well. How about yourself? How you doing?
Tired as hell, as usual. That all that driving I did during this horrible ass snow. Got me tired as hell.
Man, listen, try having to do laundry. You're living on the second floor and got to walk outside your building into another building in this bull crap, okay?
See, I ain't got to do that, but I got to drive to the laundromat. So I kind of know the still, not going to lie.
Terrible. And those of you who are out in this mess, please be careful and drive safe.
Right. Back. Now, before we get into anything, the first thing that I want to say, AK, my producer, my dear producer, AK, I know you're tuned in. So since I know you're tuned in, I just want to say that I told you that nobody's going to beat Tom Brady, okay? So congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. My boy Tom Brady won his seventh and won me hella money. So I just want to start off by saying that. That's how I want to start this show off.
Now,
the business, Miss Ray So Dope, go ahead and tell everybody what you do.
Well, I have a podcast. It's called That Dope Podcast. You can catch me on all major platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and more. Also have a YouTube, That Dope Podcast, and we are now going to start putting our podcast on YouTube, as well as sometimes we're occasionally going live as well. So make sure y'all tune in with that as well. And I am also an event host, so make sure if y'all don't have anything to do Wednesday night, make sure y'all come to the Pyramid out in Hammond, Indiana. You can check out my Instagram, The Official Ray So Dope. It is posted on there, all the information. It's called Dirty Wine Wednesday. So if you guys want to be there and have a free wine tasting, enjoy some good old live music, R&B, jazz, poetry, that is the place to be Wednesday night. Showtime starts at 8 o'clock, and be sure to be in the building. My headliner, Nico Baby, is going to turn it up.
I like that. Now, for those who are tuned in, y'all know that quite often I mention Ray So Dope. This is her. This is who I'll be talking about and gloating about all the time. This is her. So, what made you want to start podcast?
Well, it all started off with me wanting to do radio, wanting to be on a radio station. And I always had this big dream of being on WGCI, Power 92, or 106.3. So, like any major Chicago radio station, and then it's like, you know, over time, as far as learning about radio and things of that nature, I kind of just wanted to start my own little thing. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to do my own little podcast. So after a year of doing it and going through so much trial and error and trying to, you know, figure out things as far as content-wise, marketing-wise, and promotional-wise, like, it's all been trial and error. I mean, of course, just like anybody else starting out, you have your moments where you might feel like giving up because, you know, you might not be producing enough content to try to keep people's interest. And, you know, and the main thing as well is consistency. Consistency is key. And if you don't got that, it's going to be very difficult for you to, you know, keep your following to want more from you and keeping your fan base together. So, I mean, yeah, like I said, it all started off with radio, wanting to be on the actual radio station. I mean, I still have my dreams of wanting to do that anyway, but, you know, my focus is my podcast.
And definitely check out her podcast, y'all. Definitely, as her name says, definitely dope. I've been a part of a couple, sort of one or two talk, whatever the case.
Yeah, you've been a part of a couple of shows, actually, when I first started.
Yeah. And it's lit, y'all. She definitely knows what she's doing. It's fun. When people ask me about podcasting, they ask me, do I have it structured? When I'm here on the radio show, basically, is what I do, you know, structured? No, I fucking, this is all straight for me. It's natural shit. I don't write nothing down. I feel like it's a genuine thing where you just give somebody just you, just your personality to say and do whatever you want on your show. So is that something that you do?
Wait, say that again?
I mean, I know. So do you, like, I mean, I know, but for people that's listening, do you have your show structured? You know, like, you know where you're going to ask somebody, or is it all just, you know, whatever comes to your mind, you just let it flow naturally?
I mean, it kind of depends. I mean, sometimes I will have my show structured. Like, I would pretty much try to write things out as far as what topics to be talked about. Like, it just depends. But most of all, I like for things to be as real and as organic as possible. You know what I'm saying? Just to give the people a real feel, like, okay, this is a real individual right here. She's talking about some real shit right now. Like, everything is organic. Everything that comes out of my mouth is organic. You know, I try not to do any pauses or anything. So it's kind of like, you know, you in a freestyle battle. You got to make sure there's no pauses and your shit is just clean and crisp. It's kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you know that you have the topic at the top of your head, it's just, you know, going with the flow. Because if you're just organic with this shit, it wouldn't be no problem.
That's 100% fact. What is the best advice somebody's given you as far as radio?
I could not hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad. What is the best advice somebody's giving you as far as, you know, doing the podcast and the radio thing?
Man, stay consistent. You have to stay consistent. As long as you are doing a podcast, in order for you to keep your audience, in order for you to keep your listeners, you have to be consistent. If you are not consistent, if your content is not, you know, catching to the ear, you know what I'm saying, then, hey, you gotta have to try to work around that as much as you can to try to keep your audience, because that one thing right there, that consistency, that right there is key. That's gonna keep, and most of all, like, even if you don't have people promoting you like that, promote the hell out of yourself. Keep sharing. Keep sharing on podcast groups. Keep on marketing yourself and doing what you're supposed to do. Just, you know, being consistent. All you can do, really.
I had an upcoming female rap artist. She had posted on her page that she's done rapping. She don't get the support that she, you know, feel like she needs. And I definitely told her, like, look, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. Your closest friends, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, they may not support you in the way that you think. You know what I'm saying? But it always takes that perfect stranger to support you and lead you in the right direction. And you know, that's true. That's what happens. You know, you get random ass people who support your shit and rock with you versus, you know, your own people. And that's fine. You shouldn't feel no way towards it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you want to reach the strangers, you know what I'm saying, that type of audience, instead of just having, you know, the people that know you, your family and friends, you know what I'm saying? You might have a big family and friends, but the unknown is so much unknown out here. So it's definitely a good thing to reach that audience. So, you know, I was just telling her, like, you know, keep your head up, reach them. You know what I'm saying? You'll go a long way. And by me saying that, you know, she was appreciative of it. And, like, it made her day that, you know, I don't really know you. You don't really know me. I interviewed you once, and that was it. And, like, for me to say that to her, she that, like, made everything better, you know. So I seen that that's the topic that's going around, why your close people don't support you. So why do you think your closest people don't support
you? I mean, going based off that experience, I mean, I've experienced that myself. I mean, it's hard to explain, because you would always expect for your family to be your ride or die. Like, yeah, that's my cousin,
right,
or yeah, that's my sister. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they'll support you for a little while, but after a while, that shit
right.
dies down. Like, nowadays, it doesn't matter what type of, you know, field you're trying to be in, as far as when it comes to support and all that. It takes, I feel like, and I've seen this so many times, it'll take for you to be popular for everybody to want to get on with you. And I take that quote
right.
with me to the head. And I really feel like it's true. It's going to take for you to be popular enough for people to really start wanting to jump on the bandwagon and really want to start fucking with you. And I'm like, that's kind of fucked up, because it's like, damn, what about when I was, you know, grinding out the mud and shit? Like, I needed that support then. But like I said, that's where that consistency comes in, because when you start something, you have to be consistent with it, because that way you're building your fan base and you're taking your fan base with you, rather they family, rather they strangers. Your strangers are going to be your biggest supporters, because these are people who look at people who idolize Beyonce and all these other celebrities. It takes stuff like that. Like, they're consistent with their art and their craft and everything else. They perfected it. They came out each time they came out. Rather they took a month break or a 2 year break or however long. Once they came back, they fans was right back there. So it's like that consistency and that hard work, it does pay off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're not gonna always, you know, of course, in the beginning, when it comes to your family, they're going to support you. But after a while, that shit dies down. That's why you have to go and grab attention from others. That's where that consistency comes
right.
in. So don't ever feel discouraged because your family not supporting you like they should. I mean, they're going to support you, but don't look for them for support. Don't ever look for your family for support, because, hell, your family be jealous of you, too. You just never know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So just don't solely put that, you know, as your top. Like, yeah, I need my family. Yeah, okay, I understand your parents or your spouse or somebody like that, somebody that's extremely close, like cousins and all that other stuff. Nah, they ain't gonna support you like that, because they support popularity
exactly.
too. They're in that category as well. So I wouldn't, like I said, I wouldn't solely depend on that. Just continue on being consistent with the strangers. Because the strangers are going to be the ones that put you on, because I'm the ones that's going to look at you like, okay, I fuck with them. And they're going to be the ones that put, you know, others on to you, like, yo, listen to so-and-so, they dope as hell, da-da-da-da, and then it's going to be word of mouth. And then it's going to start sharing. And then from them shares, it's going to be more that person being talked about, but in a good sense, like, yo, you gotta listen to what's her name, da da da. Like, it's a cycle. It's gonna keep on going around, and then, you know, like you said, that popularity.
Right. So for all of us tuned in, I want y'all to know that me and Raven came from, damn, I said the government. My bad. But me and Ray came from the same background. And this is what we're saying is definitely true. So we started off podcasting. That was the same thing we were doing. She actually, you know, encouraged me that much more to do podcasting, and that's how I started. And I ended up getting to radio. And then with her, she stuck with podcasting and, you know, was reaching out to these strangers. And we've both been doing this for a year, and the direction she went, the direction I went, it's been so bittersweet. Like, we literally came from the mud. And to look back at how we started and where we're at now, all the events we went to, hosted, and all the guests we've had on her platform, my platform, has been great. So definitely, like she said, don't look for your family's support. You know, it's Chicago and Indiana and Iowa. That's the support that you want to get. You want to start getting from here on out. Definitely stick to it, you know. If somebody came to you and wanted to do what you're doing, what would you tell them? Like, what advice would you give them to start up?
As far as like podcasting, what type of advice I would give them?
Yeah, like if someone wanted to start a podcast. Yeah.
I mean, I can't really say, because if that's something that they're passionate about, of course everybody has their own image of what they want to be talked about on their stuff. As far as what type of audience they want to grab, I mean, the only advice I can give is make sure whatever plan you come up with your podcast, take it and execute it. That's all you can do.
Yes.
Take it, execute, and just make it the best damn thing that you possibly could. Because, like I said, it's a lot of people out here doing the same thing. So you just have to make it your own, but make it great.
Fact.
You know what I mean?
For me, I'm on air 4 days a week. Today's show is really the show where I can legit be me, where it's unstructured. I talk about whatever I want to talk about. All the other days are structured, more for the artists or whatever guests and poetry, things of that nature. But, you know, definitely, you know, have a little bit of structure, you know, if you want to go that route. But my Monday shows are strictly just off the dome. Because of my personality, people favor the Monday show because I talk about things that people are afraid to talk about. So if you want to go that explicit around the shit, make sure you kind of stay in that lane. There's certain lanes that you need to stick to. Definitely don't want to be all over the place. Like I do know back then I was all over the place, but I kind of stay in my lane. And there's certain issues I don't touch on. I don't really touch on religion too much, and I kind of steer away from the APC community. Although, you know, those are one of my favorite people in the world, I stay away from that because, you know, I'm not going to talk about something that I don't really know what the hell I'm talking about. But, I definitely feel like seeing structure is the key with anything, really, not just, you know, the media world, with just life, period. Consistency.
Right.
And I hear that a lot, you know, when it comes to relationships. Like, you got to be consistent. And I know when I was young, I'm like, what the fuck? Consistent with what? You know what I'm saying? But as I got older, I understood, you know. Yeah, because y'all women kind of, y'all a little bit too much. Not going to lie. It's a little bit too much. Just a little bit.
Right.
But that's tomorrow's topic, y'all. I ain't going to get into that today because Raven and chewed me out a few times about men versus women. We ain't got to go to that tonight. So what is a goal that you have for this year, your second year?
My goal for this year is to bring better quality in my shows. Like, right now, I'm pre-recording my podcast and dropping them on YouTube pretty soon. I will not be, I'm recording in my home. After a while, starting in March, I found a home where I can go and do my podcast, you know what I'm saying, record and stuff like that. So better quality sound, better visual, let alone being able to have better cameras and stuff like that. So it's all about really investing into my podcast, making it look great, marketing purposes and things like that, having it to really be known, you know, all throughout YouTube and other streaming platforms. So that's my goal for this year, and let alone continuing to host too, because that's something that I also want to do. And plus, then I ain't doing the shit for free, so I'm getting paid. So
right.
I love, you know, interacting with people, making people laugh, because I'm organically me, and I'm, you know, funny. I'm just naturally funny, and people just gravitate towards me, and why not share that with the world?
Definitely feel that. You definitely gonna get there, because you came a long way, so it don't just stop here. Now,
right, and don't just limit yourself either to just podcasts, and don't ever
right.
limit yourself, because if you know that you're talented and can do a whole lot of other things, never limit yourself.
That's 100% true, y'all. Like I said, we both started off on Anchor, and here I am, got a radio show. I got people reaching out to me from other states wanting me to, you know, be on shows with them, interviews and all this other shit, events, host events. Trust me, the opportunity is limitless. Once you, all you need is that one little toe in the door, not even the whole foot, just a toe, you know, and then it brings you to want to do other things. Like, I'm not a rapper. I just have bars here and there. I'm still working on a track that I'm going to do for the first time in my life. I'm learning how to make beats, you know what I'm saying, so I can have, you know, being a little producer tip, make a little bit of money from that. So, yeah, definitely don't just stop at podcasting. Eventually, I will have things up and running for YouTube. Like, hell, all I do is sit on YouTube and watch shit, so I might as well start using it, you know. Now, I listened to the podcast that you sent me earlier today, Cushion Coffee. Shout out. What was his name?
Which one?
The Cushion Coffee podcast you sent me today.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Jay Banner. That's my G right there. I now have a forever lifetime friend. He's the most humblest person ever. Like, he's just so pure and just so dope. And just, like, his energy and his whole vibe is just there. And it's like, he's the most enlightened person that I know right now. And I'm just like, he's just super, super dope. So shout out to Jay Banda and Kush Coffee Podcast. And you actually are able to smoke good Kush when you go to the podcast. So shout out to him.
Shout out. I heard you saying that you will be on Nate's Pouring Politics. Now, when you do this interview, I definitely want you to let him know that I said what's up. We went to school together. He's a real cool dude. Very intelligent. The man is smart as shit. I know he just started doing that like some months now. So you'll definitely have fun on that show.
I'm planning on being on there February 27th. So make sure y'all tune in. And then when y'all do tune
definitely.
In to the live, make sure y'all share. Because yours truly and
Facts.
My co-host Trey will be on there. So make sure y'all tune in.
Facts. Yeah. Now, Nate is a real cool dude, man. Y'all going to have a hell of fun on the show. Now, your co-host,
sure.
How did you meet your co-host?
Me and her go way back since high school. She went to Maryville High School. I went to high school with her cousin. And one day she had told me, she said she wanted to start her own podcast. You know, I was guiding her and everything, too. And then, of course, I was in the process of looking for a co-host because, you know, having a podcast, sometimes
yeah,
it can be difficult just trying to do everything on your own. So I was just like, shit, let me go ahead and find me a co-host. So, you know, we was chopping it up, and then one day I was like, yeah, well, how about you just be on one of my shows or whatever one time? And she was like, okay, cool. And then I just thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm going to make you my co-host permanently. And she said, cool, I'm all for it. And it's like, we've just been prospering ever since.
That's how it be. Similar situation with me, because like I said, I'm on air 4 times a week. And it kind of gets tough for me to sit here and think about what to talk about 4 days out of the week. I mean, except for Thursday, because that's poetry. But, like, if I don't have an artist, it's hard for me to think about what the fuck I'm going to talk about 4 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, 4 times. So my co-host, Genesis, I was like, hey, people like sometimes, like, after the poets, we'll talk about an issue, and me and her would go back and forth on it. I'm like, hey. How would you like to do shows with me on Tuesday? You know, where we bring our, you know, stuff shit that we talk about on Thursdays. How about we bring it to Tuesday? You know, people like that Batman and Robin thing. You know, not Batman and Robin, but they like that, you know, that conflict at times. You know, it's not a major conflict, but like that back and forth between you and whoever as a co-host. So you right. and Trey will have a ton of fun together co-hosting. Like I've had hella fun with Genesis on here since then. So you will definitely have a ton of fun. And then, you know, now it's not just up to you to have ideas. Now you have another person bringing in ideas. And it works. Because she came in, brought me ideas. I'm like, hey, we're going to roll with it. Whatever's in your brain, we're going to roll with it. Because I am mentally exhausted. And I know you've been there as well. This shit, people think this shit is easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. Because, you know, you DMing people. You're hitting people's inbox. You're responding to people, setting up dates, trying to remember dates and shit. It's a lot. And then, you know, you hosting events and everything. Yeah, this shit is a lot.
Yeah, having to find, you know, scout talent and everything else, too. So the show that I put together for Wednesday, shout out to my headliner, Nico Baby, Tyresha, Loyalty, and Soul Robinson. Shout out to them for, you know, making this showcase gonna be dope, so make sure y'all come on out.
And I definitely and I always will always thank you for giving me that motivation to do what I do. I wouldn't have been here without you. So, you know, as always, wherever I go, you coming with. When I get to the top, we going to the top. I always thank you for that. I will never forget that November. That inbox in November, I will never forget it.
For sure.
You changed my life. I know, you know, always. I'm always shout out my number one, my favorite, my fave. You my fave.
For sure.
Now, I know you want to get up out of here because you're exhausted. Let everybody know where they can find you.
They can find me on Instagram, The Official Ray So Dope, and That Dope Podcast. Just type in your search engine Instagram, and also Trey is on there as well. Trey of That Dope Podcast, and you can follow her on her personal, Fruity_34. You can also find us on YouTube, That Dope Podcast. Just find it in your search engine. And I also have a website that I need to upgrade, theofficialwordsofdope.com. So make sure y'all tune in to that. If you want to go ahead and check out the latest podcast, you can also find us on, like I said, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So make sure y'all tune in with us.
Right. And I want to let you know that our show is not just heard in the United States. We also have 27 other countries that tune into our shows every week. So if you fuck around and get a request from somebody in Nigeria or Japan, that's just because it's a listener who decided to listen on the show and was like, ooh, Ray So Dope. I'm about to, you know, add and see what's up. Don't be alarmed.
You're just
some foreigners. You know, I just want to let you know, disclaimer. So I'm gonna definitely let you get up out of here so you can get your beauty rest. Be up and ready for work.
For sure. Thank you, OG Radio, Real. Thank y'all for having me on.
All the time, of course. Just had to throw it in there. But much love, man. You know, I love you to infinity, man. So I appreciate it. So I'll definitely I always share the Apple link. We're on Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio, so I'll share the Apple link as well. Because I know using this link is only for live. I mean, you can listen to it, but it's better, you know, on other platforms. So I'll share the Apple link that you can share for the show. So I got you. Bye, Ms. Ray So Dope. You have yourself a good night.
All right. Bye. You too. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. All right, y'all. That was my lovely, lovely right-hand girl. That was Ray So Dope. I'm going to play a couple of tracks real quick. And then I'm going to get down to business about what happened yesterday. The slaughter, the goat against the baby goat. I'm going to get into the logistics of Super Bowl. They play a couple of tracks. So here is none other than Treece the Artist. Y'all already know, man. I don't even got to say it no more, man. You know, she is dope. So here is one of her tracks. Here's one of my favorites. So here on OG Radio, it's your boy Radio Rail with Heroin. Call in at 516-666-9826. It's your boy Radio Rail.
Let it staying in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king, building from a king to a king.
It's one love, one life, under the all I see. We still weaving, guess we here for some real reason. That's the made it out the bar. Traded pack, roams, and four cars. We hustle hard, and farewell to the yards. Incorporated a squad. Tatted minus the ink, we got reminders of them walls. Crime scenes minus the clues, won't preserve my freedom. Snakes setting their skin, frontin' like I need them. Knowing I only tried to lead them, only tried to feed them. Teach them how they feed themselves, for the beast eat them, swallow them whole. In return, got a cold shoulder. Undeterred, these soldiers brawl, carry big boulders. Mama love, you left this world with a true soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over. Listen, you left the world with a real soldier. With a mission to complete, this is not over. Glory.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king,
brothers. I just want to rise with my kings. I just want to move with my soldiers. I just want to shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king,
it's your favorite host of the Butter Toast Radio Rail back here on OG Radio, and I'm ready to let y'all know about the GOAT. So, yesterday's Super Bowl 55, Tom Brady's 10th appearance, and Baby GOAT Mahomes' second appearance. It was a slaughter. And let me tell you why it was a slaughter. The Tampa Bay's defense figured out how to stop Mahomes. And how to stop Mahomes is to take away his deep threat, right? They took advantage that his lineman wasn't there. Now people, you know, would say, oh, well, he didn't have his lineman. Yeah, that's true. But if you're in the fucking NFL, you play. You got to hold that other person for at least 3 seconds to get that ball off. The average time for a quarterback to get that ball off, 3 seconds. So that being said, Mahomes just didn't have time. He couldn't do shit. That defense playing cover two and having four up front, you could fuck any offensive line like that. You could fuck them up. So I don't like. I've heard a lot of people place the blame on Mahomes. It wasn't Mahomes. Mahomes didn't lose that game. His receivers couldn't catch, and Tampa Bay just had outstanding defense. Let alone Kansas City's defense gave up 90 something yards off penalty. So, you know, and then another thing, you're going against the GOAT and his at home. He's at home in Tampa Bay. There was no way they was gonna lose that fucking game. So whether it was a shootout or not, Tom Brady won't go let that game slip away from him. One, he's at home. Two, he's smart, managed that clock. And whatever wasn't working, he wasn't doing it. You know what I'm saying? Whoever wasn't catching passes, he wasn't going to them. You know what I'm saying? And prior to the season, he went and got 3 weapons that he needed to win. Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette, and Gronk. And those are the same three that scored him those touchdowns. Those are four touchdowns from three people that he put the pieces to the puck. I always said when he was in New England, yeah, he got the six rings, but if you give Tom Brady some weapons and he figures out how to use them weapons, oh, dog, it was going to be nasty. And he showed that. He showed that throughout the entire playoffs. Like, yo, this is what I'm going to do with my weapons. He averaged 30-plus points throughout the postseason, and even in the Super Bowl with 31. So, you know, do I see them actually going back to the Super Bowl? Yes. Who in the NFC can compete? Green Bay? People keep saying Green Bay. Yeah, but their defense will fuck it up for them. Their defense is not solid enough. The Rams, their defense was good, but their offense is inconsistent. But now that they have Matthew Stafford, it's going to be a different story. Seahawks got their ass beat the fuck up by the Rams defense. Now, the Seahawks, you know, they explode on offense, but yet again, their defense is not as strong and solid as they used to with the Legion of Boom not, to, you know, together no more. So, I wouldn't say Seattle. I wouldn't say the Rams may be the only team, you know, that could probably beat Tom Brady again. Or I'm not going to say he could probably beat Tom Brady. But we don't know. We'll see. We're not even going to speak on the NFC East. Like, they're fucking trash. The NFC South, with Drew Brees now retiring, I don't see nobody in the South. I don't see nobody in the South coming out. So I believe, you know, as Tom Brady said, he wants to compete for the next 2 years. I believe within those next 2 years, Tom Brady would get his eighth ring. That's just what I believe because they are a force on defense. All of their players on defense are the average age of 24. They are all 25 and younger on that defense. And maybe a few little older heads, you know what I'm saying, like Dominique Sue and JPP. But other than that, they're young. They're hungry. Devin White, a monster. Antoine Winfield Jr., a monster. Why? Because his dad, Antoine Sr., teaches his dad. I mean, teaches his son how to read, you know, certain shit. And he stepped up. You saw that boy become a grown man in the postseason. That man, that boy, come on now. And they showed y'all the potential of a dangerous team. And right now, if you can re-sign them back, they're going to be a monster. And we all know that Tom Brady will take a pay cut to bring them boys back. The only person I might see gone is Godwin. But you know what? To make up for Godwin, You got Antonio Brown. You'll sign Antonio Brown for cheap. You get Tom Brady back for cheap. You get Gronk back for cheap. Because Gronk only wants to play with Brady. He'll run one back with Brady. Now, will Kansas City come back? Yeah, I believe they'll come back. Will it be tough? Yeah, because Buffalo is they on the rise. Buffalo is on the rise. The way Tampa Bay's defense played last night, I'm wondering if all the other teams saw it and was like, yo, if we could play cover two, take away the deep ball and deep threat, can we do this? Now, next to all the penalties that were given out, Kansas City steered away from their run game. You know what I'm saying? Hilaire had 100 yards rushing. It was working. And why wouldn't you not use Le'Veon Bell? Le'Veon, even though, you know, Kansas City went to the Super Bowl last year and went to the AFC Championship the year before that. Why not use a player who's been there, you know what I'm saying, who got a ring? And, you know, you can use Le'Veon in so many different ways as the running back and the catch, put him out in the receiver and block. Like, Le'Veon's a fucking monster. Why not use him? You know what I'm saying? But I'm happy Tom Brady got his seventh. I'm happy that there was a shit ton of Tom Brady haters, and now you can't say shit. You You can't talk shit to Tom Brady no more. What are you gonna say? Oh, that all the penalties wasn't penalties. Yeah, there was a few, you know, missed calls. I didn't really see was a penalty. But come on now, Kansas City legit was holding. They've been doing it all year. They led the league in holding penalties. So I don't blame it on the offense. The offense legit played a scary Tampa Bay defense. A scary Tampa Bay defense. That's who Kansas City played yesterday. They played a scary defense. And when Mr. Honey Badger decided to say what he said to Tom Brady, you woke up a beast. You don't want that super, super, super competitive Tom Brady, psycho Brady to come out. And he provoked him. He came out, and what'd he do? Shit. Y'all think y'all finna score? Y'all think y'all finna? Hell no. Nah. Watch this. Touchdown. You ain't catching up. This is our shit. We win it. That's the type of quarterback you need. He's a quarterback coach. That's what Tom Brady is. And he led them boys. Big shout out to the offensive coordinator, Brian Leftwich. Big shout out to the defensive coordinator, the black crew. They had a black, you know what I'm saying, coaching staff that got them there. Aaron admit like, yo, this wasn't me. This was Tom. Tom did this. So he proved that, yo, I ain't have to, it wasn't all Belichick in New England. He didn't let Tom show his potential all the way. His potential was to be a coach out there in that field, because he sees things that you don't see off the field, you know what I'm saying, or while not in the game. And Tom Brady was coaching. That boy got them fired up. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, text saying, hey, team, we're going to win this shit. You know what I'm saying? Huge shout out. Tom Brady won me a shit ton of money, man. And I love Tom Brady. Say what you want. He's the best person to do it in the sports world. He's the GOAT. He's the black Michael Jordan. He got his seventh ring. You can't talk shit about him. You can't say it was Bill Belichick because he won it on his own. He had something to fucking prove, and he proved it. So now I can't wait to the 2022 season. Couple of announcements. I got some sad news, everybody. This is my final week on the radio here on OG Radio. But don't be too sad. I'm only going on hiatus because I'm in the process of moving. And I got to focus on that. And so I'll be gone for at least two and a half weeks. I'll try and be back that second week of March, if not the third week of March. But I still will do my podcast on occasional. And I will start Yak Boys podcast February 20th. So next Saturday, look out. It is my last week. Just temporarily, y'all. Just temporarily until I move. So after I move, you know, I'm going to be right back to it, give y'all some more of this heat, some more content. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be great. So with that being said, look out for me and Genesis tomorrow on radio here at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10. Me and Genesis will be here. So, you know, everybody have a good night. Be safe out here in this crazy weather. So find me on Facebook, Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. Catch me on Instagram, Hell Rail 1290, and Radio Rail 21. So good night, all of y'all. Love y'all. Keep supporting us. Keep supporting. Tune in tomorrow with me and Genesis. I'm going to play us out to Honeybee Radio Love.
Radio love, radio love. for the radio. You can be my radio love. Don't turn it up. It's just you and me and the airwaves up above. You're my radio love. Radio love. This one for the radio. There's no static up in here. My feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby. Just turn on your favorite station. I got to admit I can no longer be patient. I need you in my room. We'll listen to some tune. So let's get it on. Sings Marvin Gaye. I'm about to help you experience ecstasy. My baby, we could do it either way. Whether a smooth jazz joint or a top 40. You're my
radio love.
You're my
radio love.
You're my
listen for the radio. You can be my radio love. Don't turn it up. It's just you and me and the airwaves up above. You're my radio love. Radio love. Listen for the radio. There's no static up in here. My feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby.
Boy, put your favorite records on. Yeah, yeah. You're like Jodeci, poetry. Your body's calling me. I'ma pick up the phone.
Above, you're my radio love,
radio,
radio love. Listen
oh.
For the radio. There's no static up in here. My feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby. Radio love, radio love. Listen for the radio.
Can
you can be my radio love.
Oh.
Don't turn it up. It's just you and me. Above, you're my radio love, radio love. This one for the radio. There's no static up in here. My feelings are so clear. It's just you and me, baby, baby.